This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Mary Sue Coleman has spent the past 12 years at the helm of arguably one of the most influential universities in the nation, the University of Michigan. During her tenure, the university faced a number of challenges, including financial cuts from the state and a challenge to its use of affirmative action in admissions. Coleman's last day as president is July 13th, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. I'm glad to be here.
Tuition costs all across the country, as you know, are at some of the highest levels we've seen. And we're actually at a point when many are questioning whether higher education is attainable because of the cost. Are we at a crisis point when it comes to the cost of tuition?
Well, you know, our cost of tuition has gone up because of the disinvestment by the state. In fact, we show that relationship one-to-one. And what we've done here at the University of Michigan is to work extremely hard to raise funding for financial aid and to make it available. In fact, I'm very proud that every year that I've been president, most of which had budget cuts, we were able to increase financial aid by a larger percentage. So, in fact, for even many of our middle-income families, the cost of going, the net cost of going to U of M is actually less than it was 5 or 6 years ago. So it's our responsibility to keep the University of Michigan accessible, and we're working very hard to do that.
What about a deeper fix? Can this problem of the spiraling tuition costs across the country, do you see this as something that can be fixed, and if so, how?
Well, you know, this is a matter of state disinvestment, and the more the states disinvest, the more it is a private cost to families. And of course, we're talking about that all across the country. We and other institutions are working very hard to be cost conscious and more efficient. But what we do is inherently costly because we have this one-on-one interactions between faculty and students, and we think that's extraordinarily important. But sure, I mean, we will all work to try to contain cost, but I think it is not reasonable to expect that we can lower the cost dramatically and still keep the quality very high, which is what we work for at Michigan. We're one of the best universities in the world, and we want to remain one of the best universities in the world.
You did touch on this in your first answer, but I'd like to go a little deeper if I could, that, you know, understanding that you have led the university through some very challenging times, weathering these ongoing state cuts to funding that happened during a major economic recession. Talk to us some more, if you will, about when you look at the university's financial state, how you feel about how University of Michigan has managed these cuts?
Well, I'm very proud of what we've done at Michigan because we have looked at every single part of the university to try to rein in cost. And a lot of our backroom operations are now very different from what they were before. We have done changes in purchasing, shared services, our IT rationalization. Almost every place that you look, we have worked very hard to constrain cost while not affecting the experience that students have in the classroom or the experience that they have outside the classroom, because really that's what makes the University of Michigan so special and what prepares students for great careers.
So I can tell you will want to keep these adjustments from landing on the backs of the students.
We work very hard to make the University of Michigan accessible. And, you know, as I said earlier, our financial aid has gone up dramatically. And, in fact, I'm so pleased that many of our alumni have stepped up to the plate to help. In fact, in our new fundraising campaign, we have a goal of $1 billion to raise for financial aid. The last campaign, we raised $540 million for financial aid. So we have been working very, very hard to diversify the revenue streams for the university and make it possible for students to get a great education at a reasonable cost.
President Coleman, as a public institution, you aren't just impacted by the ebbs and flows in funding from what Lansing decides to allow, but there have been times when politics has entered the picture. You've had to manage disclosure around stem cell research, benefits for same-sex couples. How challenging is it to negotiate that space between higher education and the legislature?
Well, what we have tried to do always is to stay true to our mission and to stay true to our principles, and I think we've done that pretty well through a challenging decade. But my goal is always to have an open dialogue with the legislators and governor and the people of Michigan to explain why we do what we do and why we think it's important, and I think that has served us well.
Has this state legislature been detrimental to the University of Michigan?
Well, during the time of the Great Recession, you know, the legislators had to make difficult choices. And I understand that. I wish that they'd been able to give us more funding. But it is what it is. What I'm encouraged about is that it seems like that the tide is turning. The legislature is understanding how important it is to invest in higher education. And we've had the backing of the business leaders of Michigan, the CEOs who understand the talent that they need to attract for their companies. And they become big advocates for higher education and reinvestment in higher education. And I'm very heartened by that.
During your tenure, President Coleman, universities' use of affirmative action in admissions worked its way right up to the U.S. Supreme Court and gained national, worldwide attention, truly. And you have been vocal in your support of affirmative action. What made you take that position and do it in such a firm way?
Well, for us, I mean, we always felt like that this was the right thing to do, that it was important for higher education, that having diverse perspectives in the classroom is really provides the best quality education. And in fact, our argument in the Supreme Court rested on the idea of diversity in the classroom and why that is so valuable and helpful. And we had amicus briefs from many corporations as well as the U.S. military about the value of a diverse classroom setting. So we felt like it was right, and we felt like it would provide the best educational opportunities, and we wanted to do that for our students here at Michigan.
Then let's look ahead. How do you hope the university will treat diversity issues going into the future?
Well, you know, we will comply with the law in Michigan. Obviously, we will. We're working hard at it. We haven't always been perfect, that's for sure. This is a struggle for us. But I will promise everyone that this will continue to be a top priority for the university, and we will work to attract a diverse population of students to Michigan.
If you've just joined us, I am speaking with outgoing University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman, who is retiring after 12 years at the helm of what is arguably one of the most influential universities in the country. But I switch gears a little bit into something that is really a challenge for universities across the country, and that is facing how to stop sexual assaults on campus and how to properly handle the instances when they do happen. As an institution, are universities in a position to actually prevent sexual assaults as well as go deep and investigate complaints of sexual assaults?
You know, we have a responsibility for our students, for all of our students, to create a safe environment that they can learn and grow in. We certainly agree with the Department of Education's recommendations, and in fact, we were consultants to them because we have had some procedures in place for several years that they have thought were appropriate. This is an issue that we need to work on. We need to have more education. We need to explain to students when they first come to the university how important, being responsible for your own behavior is. And we have done that since I came to the university, but we're going to expand our efforts because this is a very important issue, and it's one that has gained a lot of national attention, as you know, in the last year.
Sure. And as you expand your efforts, is outside help needed? Where would that come from?
Well, you know, we believe that we have the capacity within the institution to do the kind of educational programs that need to be carried out. We are always looking to others to see what they're doing, but the University of Michigan has really been in the forefront of these efforts, and we will continue to try to be as effective as we possibly can.
President Coleman, as an education leader, you and your peers are all very united in the message that students must be ready to perform and excel within a global economy. And you've certainly traveled the world a lot as president of the University of Michigan. You've been to China. You've been to Brazil. From that perspective, how do you feel students here are prepared for this 21st century economy?
Well, you know, it is a growing, I think, issue within the United States. And certainly when many students come to us, they haven't had any experience abroad. And that's why I'm so happy that in all of these trips that I've made, what I've tried to do is to provide expanded opportunities for our students, either to study abroad or to visit or to work on a project. Many of our classes now, students get together and work on international projects. We have many more international students coming to the university, particularly at the undergraduate level, and we are constantly finding ways to have both parties, that is, the domestic students and the international students, benefit from that association. So I think we are changing as a university as we become more global. We have portals now in Mandarin, in Portuguese, in Spanish, and in Hindi, where people from those countries can access our website and really know what we're doing as a university. So I'm very excited about the possibilities for our students and our faculty in the future. There are a lot of good openings that they can collaborate and work together.
As you prepare to leave, I'm wondering, what do you hope you will see from the University of Michigan looking ahead in the next 10 years, even the next 20 years?
I think the University of Michigan is poised to really increase its trajectory of influence around the world. I have so enjoyed my 12 years here, and I look forward to Mark Schlissel coming. I think he has a tremendous vision for the university going forward, and I think we've laid the groundwork for many, many important advances that will be made in the future. So for me, the future is bright for the university, and I'm really going to be looking forward to cheering from the sidelines.
What will you most miss?
Oh, I've loved every part of it, but I've loved the interaction with students. Every day, the students give me an energy. I am sort of constantly amazed at what they're taking on and what they're doing. I'll miss a lot of parts, but I'll miss the students perhaps the most.
What won't you miss?
Oh, dear. Well, what I'm looking forward to is controlling my own calendar. I haven't been able to do that for 19 years because I've been a university president both at Iowa and here for 19 years. So that's going to be different for me.
Mary Sue Coleman, outgoing president of the University of Michigan, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.